You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound Monday Night Football is coming to Cleveland on November the 30th when the Browns face the Ravens. You could join the Browns captains on the field before kickoff for the official coin toss. All you have to do is enter for your chance to be an honorary coin toss captain by sharing your first and 10 story today. Tell us how you volunteer in your community by using hashtag Give10 on Twitter or Instagram, or submitting your first and 10 story on clevelandbrowns.com/community. Again, it is hashtag Give10, and today is the deadline if you want to have that awesome opportunity. All right, we're going to hear from the defensive line coach of the Cleveland Browns now, Anthony Weaver, at the podium.
What's your assessment of Danny Shelton through more than half of his rookie season now?
I'm pleased with the way Danny's been playing. Obviously, like any rookie, he's had ups and downs throughout. But overall, I think he's played very well. Obviously, you'd like to say as a nose guard, you'd like him to have more sacks and things like that. But I think as a rookie and what he's done and been able to come in and do, and has been impactful in the run game, maybe the stats might not reflect it. But I'm extremely pleased where he's at. I think it's important when evaluating and looking at Danny Shelton that you compare him with guys that are similar body types and playing similar systems, like Haloti Ngata's rookie year or Domantas Peko's rookie year. I think if you do that, then probably numbers-wise, he's probably about the same. I don't know exactly, but I bet it's similar.
Well, throughout the year, he's been telling us that he wished he were making more impact plays and more tackles behind line scrimmage and those kind of things. I mean, do you feel like he's on pace, or does he need to do that?
No, I feel like he's on pace. It's not even a problem. He just has very high expectations of himself. He's a guy that wants to go out there and make every single play, and that's how you wish all those guys were. So he has those expectations, and I'm definitely not going to lower them. But I, again, am pleased with where he's at to this point. And if he makes the same jump that a Jamie Meter has made from year one to year two, then that could be a lot of fun to watch next season.
I know him and Meter are kind of two different body types and everything. Do they play the exact same things, or do you do different things with Meter when he's out there?
They're slightly different. I mean, Danny loves to roll off the ball and attack and creates knock and back and forces you to double team. Meter's more of a technician with his hands, gets off blocks, runs to the balls and makes plays. Danny's not that guy so much. He'll run to the ball and make plays, but Danny's much more attack the line of scrimmage than Meter is. But they've both been and had very good seasons for us.
When you look at the run defense, to what do you attribute the 30-second?
Yeah, I mean, we've been victims to the big play. The guys are definitely putting in the effort, the time, the want to stop the run, I believe, is there. We've just been susceptible to the big plays, particularly early in the year. That has hurt us from a ranking standpoint. But, I mean, the effort, the time put in, the commitment to stopping it is there on all levels. I mean, the guys want to get that ranking down, and it's unfortunate we haven't been able to do that.
I know we talk a lot about you think Danny has potential to be a three-down guy, but we haven't really seen that much yet. What's the issue there?
Again, I don't think it's anything Danny has or hasn't done more than, if a Randy Starks has been to two Pro Bowls, who's gotten sacks in this league, who's gone out there and has gotten quarterback hits, has just been a tad late. You have Desmond Bryant, Xavier Cooper, guys who are brought here specifically to get after the passer. And I just haven't had to use Danny in that role. Now, with the injury to Starks in the past game, that role will be ramped up for him. He'll be a guy that will definitely be out there and go collapse the pocket and hopefully help us more from a pass rush perspective.
What have you seen from Cooper that year?
Cooper's been as advertised. It's unfortunate that in this game, you can get in trouble when you chase plays. And he's another one of those guys who's a ball guy who wants to make every play. And he's frustrated because maybe the numbers aren't coming to him, but they will. Sometimes you just have to let the game come to you as a defensive lineman. You can chase plays all day, but if the plays aren't coming to you, you're not going to make them. He's doing his job right now. He's creating, he's getting knocking back, he's forcing production for other guys. But I know in his mind that he can do more too.
When you look again at the run defense, is it a different breakdown on each of those big plays, or are you finding common denominator?
No, I mean, this game is so unique in that you need all 11 guys on the same page to be successful. It's not like basketball where you can say hand the ball to LeBron, or baseball where you can give it to your best pitcher. It's just not like that. So when a breakdown does happen, it's usually a collective effort. It's usually not one group or one guy. It's usually a collective effort when a breakdown in the long run does occur.
Have you gotten what you expected out of Randy Starks when he signed?
Yes. I mean, Randy, you know, he's been everything you want, especially from a leadership standpoint. He is undoubtedly the leader in my room, and he's helped those young guys, and those young guys will be better throughout their career because of the year they've spent with Randy Starks. So I'm extremely pleased with how he's been since he's been here.
Is this a season-ending thing for him?
I don't believe so. I think we'll get him back the timetable I'm uncertain of.
But you do think he'll miss some time?
You'd have to ask Pat. He would know better than I would, but I would expect him back. He's not going to miss much time. He's too tough.
Just in terms of the mindset of your guys, mm-hmm. I mean, how are they, you know, holding up? Do you find that everyone's still playing hard even though the defensive ranking isn't good and the record isn't good? Are you still getting the effort that you are expecting from everyone?
I am. We have an extremely prideful group, and we understand the circumstances we're in, but we more than, you know, those guys, I feel so bad for them because I know how much they want to deliver a winner for this town. I know the work and the sacrifices they made, not only in time, but just to their bodies. They want to deliver. They care. They want to win. And you just hope we can continue to work. And I know they will to try to get that moving forward throughout the rest of the season.
Have you done much to your rotations throughout the year? Have you changed anything significantly since the start of the year?
Not much. You know, I've really just tried to roll them in waves and keep guys fresh. And then in the fourth, the plan is always to play the hot hands. Now, we haven't been in a situation often where we're carrying leads and we're trying to protect leads where I can do that. But I haven't done much. That's just really the short answer. I haven't done much, and I'm pleased with how all six guys are playing.
Are you – I mean, I know the main reason you guys said you drafted Danny 12th overall was mm-hmm. because of the run defense mm-hmm. and trying to shore that up. You surprised the ranking still where it was, even though you did get that guy?
I'm not I'm going to answer it the same way I did before. One guy is not going to make a difference in football. He can have an impact, and he has. But you take the Miami Dolphins. You add Ndamukong Suh to that line. Does that shore up the run defense? I'm sure if you look at the ranking, it probably hasn't. This game is so unique where you need all 11. It's never one guy that's going to be the quick fix. It's going to take us all, coaches included.
Well, how has Danny played against the run then?
Danny's been really, really well against the run. Solid. I mean, it takes two majority of the time in order to contain him. Otherwise, he's going to make a play. So I think he's done a very good job.
You know, one thing that struck me as kind of odd was he said he didn't really understand the importance of low pad level. I mean, and so how much of an emphasis has that been? And were you a little surprised he was raw in that area?
He's just been so physically imposing his entire life that he can get by sometimes, particularly in the college level, with lesser technique. Now, throughout training camp and all those things, he was getting by, and sometimes he wasn't going against 4- and 5- and 5th-year guys in the preseason because those guys don't play. So when you're going against a guy that understands leverage, hand placement, all those things, that's been in the league for 3 or 4 years, they got him a couple of times, but that's going to happen to all rookies. You know, that's not just him. So now that he's playing with lower pads, he's knocking guys back. He's getting back to the Danny of old. His issue came really when you play a zone type running scheme where you don't get to do that, and then his pads got a little bit high and we're getting some push on him. But that's a normal thing. That type of run scheme forces defensive linemen to be passive, and that's why they run it.
So you have seen improvement?
Marked improvement. Yes. And again, it wasn't like your high pads the entire beginning of the season. He wasn't. It was like there's a game where it showed up, then it was talked about, and it was corrected.
How about his conditioning, and also, you know, a lot of rookies hit mm-hmm. the wall around this time of year, but is he at the right, you know, body fat and weight?
Yeah. Surprisingly, if you look at our bod pod numbers, he's not close to having the highest fat levels in my defensive line. So he works hard at it. He's always on the treadmill doing those things. I know he might not look the part, but he can run all day and play every snap if need be.
You mentioned Haloti Ngata, guys of that size struggling mm-hmm. as rookies. Why is not maybe putting up those numbers as rookies? Why is it that?
I think a little bit just that position. That's mm-hmm. kind of a grunt position. Sometimes the numbers aren't there. Those guys get a lot of recognition when you start winning. Like a Vince Wilfork, I'm willing to say I don't know how many sacks Vince Wilfork's had in a season. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see how many most tackles he had in a season. But does that mean he's any less of a player? Heck no. Vince Wilfork is a tremendous player. But those guys, particularly that nose guard position, they get credit when you win because they do a lot of the dirty work.
Going back to the pad level thing, how difficult is it to fix that stuff in season? Is that obviously you said you've seen improvement, but is it difficult to fix that stuff in season?
I don't think not something that small, because that's simply a matter of bending your knees and then staying low throughout the down. He was doing good initially coming off the ball with pad level, but then in his attempt to look for the ball, he was getting high. So that's an easy fix.
So you know how everybody puts these huge expectations on these first round picks, especially a guy picked pretty high, 12th overall. You still feel like he can live up to that?
I do. And as high as your expectations are for Danny and the people outside, their expectations are for Danny, they're even higher for himself. He wants to be a perennial Pro Bowler. He wants to have sack numbers for a nose guard. He wants all those things, and because he has that want to and that will and that desire to do big things and be great, the sky's the limit for him, and I look forward to watching his career progress.
That's Browns defensive line coach Anthony Weaver there. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports with the latest on his take on this Browns team and, of course, the National Football League as it unfolds and we get headed into the playoff race. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Yahoo's Eric Edholm with us next here on CBD.